This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround us every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Our world seems inundated with a negativism that pounds us with its message. It says something like this: you're strapped by the powers that rule. You're hopelessly stuck where you are. Nothing works for people like you. Well, because we receive that from a variety of sources each day, we begin ever so gradually to forget who we really are. I mean, we forget that we have a choice and that we really do have the ability to shift our lives in the positive and right direction. We forget that we all have something unique and special about ourselves, something that no one in the world has to offer. It's our unique gifts and talents. And if we choose to focus and work on them, we can and will encounter fulfillment. I really believe that. It may not be something earth-shattering. We may not write a million-dollar book that turns into an Academy Award-winning movie, but we can make a difference in the lives of other people. We can do that. You can do that today. Just this last week, I presided at a graveside service. It was a rainy and cold Saturday, and only a few people were there. But I had agreed to help this family, whom I really didn't know, with the death of their loved one. A friend of mine had joined me, and after the service, we got in the car, and he said, "You really did great. That must have really helped the family. You know your purpose, don't you?" Now, I'd not thought of it that way in, well, quite some time. I'd gotten so used to doing services similar to that, so used to preaching Sunday after Sunday, so used to teaching Bible studies and visiting people in the hospitals and nursing home facilities and doing this and that in the work of the Lord that, well, I'd forgotten that those things are a part of a really larger purpose. You see, it surprised me. Here's the thing. Sometimes we get to thinking that we have to do, well, something monumental, something grandiose, to have a purpose. But that's just not true. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." Now let's just stop right here for a moment. Can you think of doing that today? Can you think of loving the Lord with all you are and then reaching out to someone somewhere today and loving them unconditionally, just reaching out and loving them? Can you do that today? Then, my friend, you've got a purpose, because you see, all of those things glorify God, and glorifying God is exactly what we were created to do. It's not complicated. It was never intended to be. You only have to be willing and obedient and available. Think about that and then come back here next week and join me right here. In the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.